That's what you pickle.
That's me out. The Kling made the best pickle peach.
Oh.
Yeah. They used more Kling peaches for pickling than they did the Freestones.
Mm-hmm. I've canned lots of them.
Yeah.
Sweet pickles.
They hardly ever pickle Freestones, you know.
Oh, no.
No. How about the center of a cherry?
Well, that's the seed. We used to pit them. We had a little machine you'd run them through and take the seed out, you know.
And sort of punch it out?
Well, they run on through and the seed go out one place and the meat come out the other, you know.
Mercy, I bet that saved a lot of work.
Gosh, yes.
How about the center of an apple?
Well, they call that the core, you know.
Did you ever cut your apples up in little pieces and dry them?
Oh, yes. By then, we dried lots of apples early days.
That was a kid's job.
Had them all over the top of the porch, you know.
That's the truth.
Every time it rained, they have gone put them in.
Right, we sure did. I've done it many times.
We ought to dry them. By then, we dry a flour sack full, you know.
Oh, Lord, yes, we did too.
Did you call those little pieces anything in particular?
No. Just dried apples.
Oh.
Did your German friend call those snits?
Huh?
Or do you?
I don't know what they did call them. I never went around them when they. Mostly only when I was out around them.
Well, Daddy, we better get home, honey.
Well, thank you for coming home.
That telephone might ring and tell me about my glasses for my eyes. I got to get my glasses, you know, for my eyes, and he said he'd call us up.
Well, thank you for coming over.
From scratch. Talk about your crops. What did you raise in your garden?
Huh?
What did you raise in your garden?
Oh, we raised most everything. We used to make our own kraut, you know. Raise cabbage and make our kraut.
Mm-hmm.
We always sometimes put up a 10-gallon keg of kraut, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had a regular slicer to slice the cabbage heads with, you know, and cut up in the kraut, you know.
You do that with a machine?
No, we had a little... It's a knife, it come up through the board, and it just let cut so big slice off your cabbage head every time, you know. Just
uh-huh.
Throw it back and forward like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you raise potatoes?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we raised everything mostly.
Uh-huh.
Raised lots of potatoes and cabbage and tomatoes and peas, and we used to raise quite a lot of navy beans. We raised a couple of sacks full one year of navy beans.
Mm. You ever raise these little red beans, the little speckled ones?
Well, we raised them some, yeah.
Any
we used to raise lots of cow peas. That's all we lived on out in Beaver County in early days out in there, is cow peas and bread.
Huh, a cow pea, what is that?
Well, they're a little pea, goody like a common pea, only they're a little different shape. They're kind of halfway between a bean shape and a pea shape.
Brown, or?
Well, they've got little specks on them. They're kind of gray color.
Huh?
They're different colors on them. Some of them light and... And did you ever see any cow peas? Did you ever eat cow peas?
Is that the same as black-eyed peas?
Black-eyed peas, yeah, that's the main thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about okra? Raise that?
Well, we never raised much okra. We never cared much for okra.
Uh-huh.
White folks raised okra, but we never cared much for okra.
Uh-huh. Corn for eating on the table?
Huh?
You raise corn to eat on the table?
Well, we used to dry lots of corn.
Uh-huh.
Raise sweet corn and cut it off in the cob and dry it, you know. We'd have a half wheel sack full of dried corn.
Hmm. Now, was this a special kind of corn or just...
Well, we generally use sweet corn. Always use sweet corn of some kind.
Uh-huh. That's different from...
Well, it's a smaller ear in the regular field corn, you know.
Uh-huh.